Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning I'm going to bring up our youth mission team. They're going to share briefly their experiences, briefly each, which means it's going to take just a minute. How are you?
So this is a portion of our mission team. They do have their phones out because they wrote down their testimonies in their phones. So before they share, though, I want to let you know the reason you might hear some different things is because we technically had two work sites. And so some of them worked on physical labor projects, but then some of them actually worked on vacation Bible school on the island for St. Michael's Episcopal Church. So we are going to hear from them right now, and please give them your full attention. That's his godfather, by the way. Okay. Yeah, do you have...
There you go. This mission trip was an amazing experience, but there were definitely some challenges along the way. I worked at VBS, and although it was fun, I didn't have a feeling like I was accomplishing enough because the other group was helping fix homes and clean up properties for some people's houses who were disturbed by the hurricane. I didn't realize the importance of what I was doing until the end of the last day of VBS, and Miss Sue had told us how much joy we had brought the kids, and it made me realize that God is calling you to do some things that seem like they're not much help, but they really are. And the most significant takeaway for me was that help is needed everywhere, and we don't need to travel far to do God's work.
My name's Kaylee, and this mission trip was letting me do what God has been calling me to do. I got a lot closer to the youth, and I got a lot closer to God and learned a few things on the way. It was so cool to see how much both groups did in 5 days. The people at the work site were working in 10 billion degree weather, but they were clearing out so much overgrown weeds, putting plywood up in storage rooms for the privacy. The VBS group was having a great time with the kids, and that was one of the best weeks those kids have had in a while. My takeaways from this trip was that helping people was rewarding because you could either see the smiles on the kids' faces or you could see how much you've cleared out around the spaces around the homes. It was hard work, but the hard work paid off.
My name's Lily, and it showed my call to help others by showing the love that everyone and I gave the kids and actually engaged with them and made them feel loved and cared for. My understanding as a Christian is that we are helping them over hard times and giving the kids a place to go to have a positive impact and helping their community come together again. My most takeaway was probably engaging in the acts of service and seeing the impacts on others' lives, the children and the parents. God calls us to love and serve others, and doing that gained a deeper connection with Him and my Christian faith.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Polk. The mission trip transformed me by making me realize how much helping someone can mean to them. It also transformed me into a better leader for the youth group. Helping other people made me feel good, and it made me realize a little kindness goes a long way. My faith was impacted by making me a stronger Christian and making me a stronger leader. My favorite memory was free time after a long days of work where I got to connect with our youth group and the youth at St. Hilary's. Thank you for all your support.
Hi, my name is Alex, and I felt that it aligned with my understanding of Christian service by emphasizing the importance of compassion, selflessness, and spreading love to those in need. The experience of working together with a diverse group of people to help the community was both inspiring and fulfilling, reinforcing the idea of unity and solidarity in serving others. However, the trip also challenged my understanding by highlighting the complexity of addressing deep-rooted issues and the need for long-term sustainability solutions. It made me realize the significance of understanding the community's unique needs and empowering them to create positive change. Overall, this mission trip deepened my commitment to Christian service and reminded me of continuous journey of growth and learning and helping others.
Hello, my name is Hunter Wilk, and I was on the work site side of the mission trip. And this was my first mission trip, so I wasn't really too sure what I was getting into. And I think I really enjoyed it, because I really enjoyed serving the community. And this really transformed my understanding with Christ, in that I need to serve my community more to help my community and further them. During the mission trip, I really enjoyed just playing card games at the end of the day, after we're all just decompressing after a long day of work. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and I went on the mission trip. This mission trip allowed me to better understand helping others by the power of God and being out there and helping them, seeing all the changes that we did. It really helped a lot.
Hello, my name is Chase, and I was at the work sites, and what God showed me at the work sites is he helped me with like the minor things, like all the bug bites I could see on my legs. I kind of just didn't feel why I was working. Sunburn didn't feel until I got home, of course. But God really just helped me there by pushing them out of the way so I could help clean up.
Hi, I'm the other Hunter, and I was also on the work site, and this was also my first mission trip. And I feel like on the site, it was really hot, and I was getting a lot of cuts on my arms, and I wouldn't have been able to push through that without the help of God. So I feel it really helped me with my relationship with him. It was really fun to meet everyone and get to know them. Thank you.
I forgot to introduce myself at the last service, but my name is Carter. Last week, I had the pleasure of serving with this mission trip, on this mission trip with these individuals. Wow, I'm losing myself a little bit. I specifically spent my week outside with the work crew helping move debris from housing complexes that were designated as affordable housing. While the heat was unbearable, we continued hard. I don't know what's going on. I didn't have this much trouble last service. While the heat was unbearable, we continued to work hard every day, never hesitating with a task. It was amazing to see how God moved through each of us this week. I know that there were hard times that...
Oh my gosh. No
pressure. I'm tripping over myself. There were hard tasks that we were tripping over ourselves, and we had to keep pushing, but we kept persevering. It was really amazing to see how much of impact we have this week. We made quite a few big piles of sticks. It was really amazing to see how welcoming our group was with the other youth. We worked with the youth of St. Hilary, and by the end of the week, it was like we were just one big youth group. It was really great. And this trip was a little bittersweet for myself, because it was the last one I would be attending as a youth. But I was reassured to see how many youth were ready to serve God with a level of enthusiasm and excitement that they would not apply to their daily lives. Thank you.
I'm Parker, and I'm new to this youth group, and I'm going to say thanks again, because this group is just amazing and really made the trip. I worked on the work site, and we were working 5 days in 100-degree weather, and God just kept pushing us and pushing us and pushing us, and we wanted to help everyone out there for the good cause of clearing out affordable housing. And you guys were just really amazing. Thank you.
My name's Chris. I was on the worksite crew, and I think what God showed me was the impact that we had on these people's lives, because by the end of the trip, everyone on the island knew who we were and what we were doing, and even people in Fort Myers, just outside of the island, knew what we were. And I think what really showed me was when we got to help move in people that were just moving in 10 months after the hurricane, they were just now moving in, and it allowed them to free their hands so that they could do other stuff on their house while we moved in their stuff.
Good morning. My name is Sheila. I was one of the adult chaperones to the group. The most significant takeaway I have from this mission trip is don't underestimate the power of the youth in this world. They all have really great ideas and thoughts if we, as adults, just slow down long enough to listen with intent and not listen to respond. During this trip, I witnessed so many opportunities for the youth to prove that their ideas and thoughts are worth something. As an adult chaperone, we can all agree that it's our job to facilitate growth, answer questions, be a shoulder to lean on, and give advice when needed. There was one particular incident when a few of the youth asked how to handle a specific situation. I gave them my advice, but also encouraged them to reach out to their youth leader, Morgan, who does a phenomenal job with these youth. The youth were able to confront a very uncomfortable situation with grace and humility. And I know firsthand how hard it is to confront a member of the older generation. Watching these youth grow as adults so much over the week, watching these young adults grow so much over the week we spent together will be a lasting memory for the rest of my life. Thank you all for your support for these youth as well.
Thanks, Gordon. All right, hello. I am Michelle Brudisil, one of the other leaders that help support this group. My favorite part is just watching that transformation from when they walk in together, because this group at the beginning of the week, many of them didn't know each other, maybe hadn't been a part of a group, for a week already. So they didn't know each other. And then they walked into a strange space, and then they walked in to meet strangers. And just the way that God transforms that time together and really brings them together. They all did really important work. You should be incredibly proud. I know that I learned a lot as, an adult leader. And I think this, I'm going to preach now. No, I'm just kidding. Gordon told me not to do that. This group and your support is a really God thing, right? We're always looking for those things in our life, and this was definitely one of those. So thank you.
God, I have to follow the two of you. Hi, I'm Morgan 2.0. I'm the other one. So this was my first mission trip as a chaperone and not a youth. So I got the time, kind of, to watch all of you grow. And I got to watch all of the kids grow because I was at VBS and we walked in the first day and they wanted nothing to do with us. And then by Thursday, at least me and Lily and Taylor were personal jungle gyms for half the kids. So it was amazing to watch all of you grow and then help all of them grow. And then I know at least the five of us and Morgan. I can't speak for Father Brian, he's above me. But I know we all grew just from encouraging each other and encouraging them and them encouraging us, and it was wonderful to see.
As one of the adult chaperones, it was really nice to watch the kids engage with one another, learn from one another, and grow. And as I told you guys this morning, don't let go of that experience. Keep in touch with those kids, and especially as you grow this year and walk the path that you're going to walk. Some of you as seniors, others of you as newly graduated. There's lots of challenges that you have before you. Take this past week and the experiences that you had there. Hold on to those times and grow from those. And just continue to mature in Christ. And just the changes that I've seen in you guys in just the last week has been awesome and inspiring to watch. And just know that as we watch you and you're watching us, that you're inspirational, and don't ever forget that.
I'm Gordon. I served on this trip. Mike and I were outside a lot doing partitions. We were teaching kids how to drill, how to put up partitions and measure and all. And the hardest thing that I had to ask God is, once I showed them how to do it, is stepping back and not doing it when they got in trouble, when that drill didn't work quite right, and they were getting frustrated with it. I had to let them work through it. And it was hard for me sometimes to step back. And I want to tell you, this group of young people are amazing. Yeah, it was 102 degrees outside. It was terrible. There was bugs all over the place. But they didn't quit. They kept going. They worked. Without complaints, believe it or not. For some of you that they're your kids, they didn't complain at all. And unfortunately, I have a bad shoulder and a bad neck. And Wednesday, I was out of it. I was laying in the chair with my head back. They thought I was dead. And they all come up and ask me, "Are you okay? Can we get you some water?" You know, they were there for me. These kids, a lot of them don't know me. They just know my from here, but they didn't know me personally. But they all, every one of them, come up sometime during that day and ask me if I need anything. And I think that's due to several things. It's due to the great parenting we have for these people, and it's due to our wonderful leader, because she has a meeting before every outing, and they get their mindset on what they're supposed to do. And it's amazing.
Hi, I'm Haley. If you don't know me, I've been in the youth group for a very long time. This was like my last youth group mission trip as a youth because I graduated. But I recently just came back to the youth group. I was away for a very long time because I didn't feel loved. But I, going on this mission trip, I realized that the youth group is there for me no matter what, and it brought me closer to them, and it brought me back. So I'm grateful for that. Love you guys. But this mission trip very impacted me on that God is always with you no matter what. You could be in the low, you can be on the high, you can be in the middle. He's always with you, and he's always going to guide you where you need to be. So it was a very great learning experience for me.
Hey guys, my name's Mike, and this is the first time that I've been able to be with the youth on a mission trip, and it was very, very rewarding, very fulfilling. Just like that, very fulfilling experience to learn from these kids and to get to know them a lot better than I had previously. I thank you for your support very much, and they will always be there to remind you of things. And it was truly amazing to watch these kids come out of their shells and be themselves. And the things that they learned, like Gordon was saying, it didn't take them long to come into their own and to take control of projects and go right at it and figure things out. It was a very heartfelt thing to do, side glances included. To be a part of this team and to grow myself, but to watch these kids come into a space, like Michelle was saying, to not know anybody and to really get to know, like they were best friends with these kids that they had just met for, then they were together with only a week, to really grow and to watch them build the things that they built, stairs, partitions, inside storage units, turtle cages, backpacks, all of it. Books back on shelves, to watch them go through those struggles and to come through and how to learn how to work together like they did and to grow as much as I saw God grow in them by the end of the week. It was really good to see. Thank you.
I will just add to everything that they said. It really was an incredible week. Like Gordon mentioned, they never complained, which is hard in a room of teenagers, but they really did. I mean, you would ask them to do something, and they said, what do you need done? How many do you need? Where can we go? What can we do? And I mentioned this at the last service. You know, they all worked so hard, and for our work crews, it was really rewarding because they could see physically the work that they were doing. They could see the 6 foot tall by how many feet wide of sticks. You know, they could see the difference from the beginning to the end that they were making. But the hardest thing was for our VBS crew. You know, it's a lot harder to see your friends coming in dirty and seeing the pictures of the physical work that was done. But for them, it took them a couple days to actually understand what an impact they were making on the kids' lives that we were serving. So these kids were really impacted by this storm and had a lot of trauma, and trauma that they're still working through. And we provided a sense of normalcy for them. For St. Michael's, this was their first big event happening in their sanctuary that was rebuilt, that you see in the picture. They had just had their first Sunday back the day before we got there. So we were their first opportunity to come back together and see their friends, see one another, see their new space. So not only did we provide that chance for them to come back together, we also just gave them so much love. I mentioned it earlier. Some of these, one thing you don't know about storms often is that suicide rate increases after a storm because you're struggling with loss, you're struggling with finances, you're struggling with rebuilding your life, essentially. And a couple of these kids lost their parents. So not only were we providing love and comfort and normalcy for kids that just went through a huge storm, but also for kids that were suffering loss in their own lives. So they really did make a difference. We heard the parents say so many kind things about the impact we made on their kids' lives. Like Morgan said, they had wanted nothing to do with us on that first day, but by Friday it was hugs, we don't want to leave, this has been such a great time. So it really was an incredible week. We are so eternally grateful for your support, your love, your prayers, everything, and just so proud of you guys. Thank you so much.
I also had the great joy of being on this trip and watching all the things that you just heard. Because, you know, there's nothing like spending a week in one room with 30 other people. Sleeping on the floor, it's always good for the body, especially at this point in life. But I'm grateful to this team. And as we are coming back into our normal flow of our lives and returning on this Sunday, on Transfiguration Sunday, we are reminded that God is all. We are seeing the glory of God manifest in his church. Peter was reflecting to the church in his letter about seeing the fullness of the glory of God on the mountain through Jesus Christ. We now see the glory of God through the church, where God now dwells by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Amen? And we see the glory of God in the way that he works. As I was sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, having been involved in youth ministry for a very long time, since Morgan was a youth herself, and realizing many of you may be thinking, wow, I really feel comfortable about the future of the church. I want you to stop for just a second and ask yourself, who's leading right now? Who's leading? Your leaders were standing here. When you hear the call and you go, that's what the church does. And we struggle with that. And the church was struggling with it when Peter wrote this letter. There were people that were false teachers among the church. They were telling the church that they needed to be like they used to be instead of the way God was calling them to be through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And Peter was reminding them the fullness of the glory of God and the Christian call in the beginning of this letter. We need to hold on to this message. Let it challenge us. Peter reflected on his moment of witnessing Christ's glory. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. And to that we can all say, amen. We can be eyewitnesses of his majesty, but we have to be following Christ. We have to be listening to the truth of the word, the truth of the gospel. We have to hear, like it was said to us today, when Jesus, when the cloud came over, and in the gospel, we heard, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. And Jesus never said, make yourself comfortable in a church you like with people you know and love and can stand to be around all the time. He never said that. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. When we pick up the cross and we follow Christ, that is when we see the glory of God. Amen? And I know we all struggle with it. We just talked about it in Bible study between services. So often in the midst of the struggle, we think maybe today isn't the day for me to do it. I'm not feeling like I'm near God. I can promise you in the week that we spent together in that heat, there were many moments when I did not feel spiritually near God, but I thought physically I might have got to see him. And I was for sure like the rest of them. I thought Gordon had gone to see him. Because it was hot out there, and we're not young anymore. But the reality is this, you keep moving, you keep doing, and most importantly, in the moments when you think you can't, that's when you should. Because that is when you've reached the moment where you've reached your end. Brothers and sisters, the church for decades has been telling us, do what you're comfortable with, do what you're okay with, and you better be able to do it right because everybody's watching. Wrong. Do what God calls you to do. Know this, you will not know what it is until you move. If you're sitting in the pew waiting for God to tell you exactly what to do next, you will be sitting in the pew forever. You have to feel the call, you have to sense the call, and you have to get up and move in your call. Because this God, that Peter saw the fullness of his glory, as we recognize the fullness of God's glory through Jesus Christ on Transfiguration Sunday, the Spirit of God indwells his church. You want to see the glory of God? If you want to see the glory of God, be the church. Stand up and do what you're called to do. Even when you don't know what to do, and most especially when you don't think you're the right one for the job. Because that is when God will work through you, because you are completely out of his way. Amen? The beauty of mission trips is you get pushed into community, and you are given tasks to do that we don't normally do. And we move each other, and we push each other. I suspect at any given moment on this team, anybody here have a moment in the day where you thought, that's enough, I'm going to quit? Yeah, just me. Why don't we quit? Because we're the church, and we have each other. So the moment one of us is faltering and ready to quit, two more come alongside and said, let me get you up. Let's keep following this glorious God that we have that's called us. He calls us. Us. Why? Well, God only knows. But he does. And we move. We do well to remember on this Transfiguration Sunday that the full glory of God to be witnessed today will be seen in his church. And it will be seen in his church when the church is being Christ-like and going above and beyond, putting God ahead of all other things, comfort, ability, fear, anger, frustration. We put God first. When we don't think we can, we know that he can through us. And we move. Today we have a witness through our mission. This mission team, every mission and ministry we do here brings the same experience, with the exception of sleeping on the floor for a week with 30 other people. but we can do that if it would help. So in those moments when you are too uncomfortable, too afraid, too tired, too frustrated, whatever it may be, to respond to the call that God's put on your life, do it anyway. Because through Jesus Christ, we see the fullness of the glory of God. And through his church, the world will see the fullness of the glory of God in Christ Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen.